My name is Ketsia Aurelien, KETSIAAURELIEN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Jerry Hayes, JERRYHAYES. He was seen on November 9, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. However, cardiorenal syndrome secondary to atrial fibrillation, as well as past history of liver cirrhosis, also play a factor, period. In addition, the patient does have a history of nephrolithiasis as a result. Interstitial nephritis could also be a component of this CKD, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 49 from 41, creatinine of 2.09 from 1.5, and a GFR of 30 from 39. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments or non-selective proteinuria. The urine protein to creatinine ratio is only 103 milligrams, period. The patient denies any symptoms or complaints, period. He does have elevated sedimentation rate, and C-reactive protein, but this could be attributed to his history of arthritis, period. Since this is a telehealth visit, we are unable to assess the patient physically, period. But he states that his blood pressure readings at home are stable, and that he does not have any peripheral edema, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is under control per patient, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, atrial fibrillation. He currently takes Eliquis, period. He follows with Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, a cardiologist, and has an upcoming appointment next week, period. Next line, nephrolithiasis. He has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Chiawe, C-H-E-E hyphen A-W-A-I, urologist, in December, and has a CT scan of the kidneys for kidney stone protocol today. Period. He denies any hematuria, flank pain, or any other symptoms. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with stable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, BPH, status post TURP, T-U-R-P. Again, he has no symptoms, and he follows with Dr. Chiawe, for his urological condition. Next line. Since the patient has remained relatively stable, we will follow up in 6 months with lab work, period. We advised him to call the office prior to his visit if he has any concerns, questions, or unusual symptoms, period. And